This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We have the amazing John Moore here. He has his own show over in Republic Radio. He's been in this business about 25 years. He's former Special Forces in Vietnam. He's worked in the area prepping for years. He has his own website, thelibertyman.com. You can go there to get prepped up and do support him financially and otherwise by purchasing his products and services. You have some neat articles. In fact, one of the ones is a video actually is looked at for just a few minutes on the break here. It shows a safe use of the neck position, posterior neck position, which my son talked about, Matthew, in the last hour, that they can show can be safely operated to control somebody who's very dangerous on the ground. In fact, that chokehold thing I have up here, let me put it up.
Yuri Alexandrovich Vesmianov. Mr. Vesmianov was born in 1930.
That was the four stages of the ideological subversion video. The other one I saw was really kind of interesting. It was a little video clip that you actually demonstrated here. And let me play it for a second. People can see it on video if they actually see this. They want to see it blow up and see this demonstrated, because it's really important to understand this is a safe application of this process. It shows someone pinned on the ground and they got, you know, their hands behind their back, and safely applying the pressure to the neck without causing block on the airway. By the way, if the man's airway was blocked, he wouldn't be able to say, "I can't breathe."
We have a lot of extraneous noise here, Doctor.
Yeah, that was just a big extraneous noise going on the video. Anyway, I'm going to turn it off. Because what I want people to understand is that we need to present some facts here. And you do that on your website, thelibertyman.com. These other videos, like, you know, the four stages that you mentioned here of Yuri Vesmianov, the former, you know, Russian that left there, four stages of ideological subversion. A lot of common sense isn't prevailing. We even have doctors making stupid statements like they know for sure that the application of the knee was the sole and the only cause of the death of this man, even though he had 11 nanograms of fentanyl in the system. And I'm a toxicologist. I know that's a lethal dosage. He had coronary artery disease, and he also had another narcotic in him as well. We have to understand that there's a lot of things going on here. The situation in Atlanta was somebody who grabbed a taser, was drunk at the time because his level was too high. The police should have had some other non-lethal technologies available to them, but they didn't. When you're about to have somebody shoot you with a taser, which can be lethal, by the way, if it hits you in the center of your neck or chest or something, you have to understand you have to use this properly. It can kill you. And do you want to put the police in a lethal situation so that they can die at their work job and being paid, you know, a minimum wage, if you want to call it? And if you take away their right to be protected, when they're doing their job, how many police are going to quit? I mean, I'd like you to talk about this, because this is insane.
Well, Doctor, I've been working professionally with police officers since my first murder case in 1973. In the modern era, to fire a police officer, there has to be due process, which means a hearing. A hearing needs to take place before an officer is fired. That did not happen. And you're correct. A taser is widely known to be non-lethal on one hand. On the other, if it hits you in the neck, yeah, it could kill you. And they're trained.
Or in the central chest, yeah. 25% of the time, actually, if it's improperly used, will kill someone. 25.
Exactly. So the gentleman who was shot was, in fact, using lethal force, and it's proper and correct for an officer to respond with lethal force. And that's what he did. Now, right. I've seen this. I've worked a number of homicides where we have observers, we have prosecuting attorneys, sometimes a jury, sometimes a judge, taking hours to think about and ponder something that took place over a matter of about 3 seconds.
Right.
And that's a massive difference. The officer had literally 2 or 3 seconds to make a decision and respond to save his own life. And we have literally tens of millions of people thinking about and pondering and looking and reviewing at their leisure. And there's no threat. The officer, there's a medical term you may or may not have heard, a doctor, called tachyphrenia. Are you familiar with that term, tachyphrenia?
No, I haven't, but I want to be educated. Tell me.
Okay. Most people think of it as tunnel vision, and I'll give a good example. The well-known baseball player, Babe Ruth, he could walk up to a record spinning 78 revolutions per minute, 78 RPMs, and read the label. The reason he could do that is because he'd been at bat so many thousands of times that he could intentionally kick in tachyphrenia anytime he chose to. Tachy is fast, phrenia is brain activity.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Typically, people experience this when they're in an automobile accident. That's pretty common. Football players experience it every time the ball is hiked. And you may have heard baseball players say they could see the stitching on a baseball going 100 miles an hour. They aren't making that up.
But I heard that, by the way, of that top basketball player, what's his name, who was like one of the top stars ever. And he could have this tachyphrenia thing that he could turn on and off. So one of the things, when he's doing something, he could literally see in slow-mo what other people are seeing at normal speed.
Right. I trained my grandson, who just graduated from college, a football player, the same thing when he was in high school.
Right.
Point being, the officer who was being attacked by the subject there,
right.
Tachyphrenia was fully kicked in. And here's the phenomenon. First of all, when your brain speeds up, time seems to slow down. You have what's called tunnel vision. You see only what you need to see to stay alive. And there's also audio slows down. So your audio perception slows down also.
Right.
And it's God's way of giving you a chance to survive something that can kill you, such as an automobile accident, being attacked by a criminal. And, of course, baseball players, football players, and so forth, they experience it literally thousands of times during the course of their career. So, once again, we have individuals, including people in authority, prosecuting attorneys, who said they will file a charge against this officer, by the way, maybe a jury in the future, maybe a judge, who will take hours and hours to analyze something that this officer had 2 or 3 seconds to make a decision on.
Right.
Wrong. That is wrong. Most police officers are trained to use deadly force to defend their lives. And I'm sure this officer got that training in the police academy also. If somebody is pointing a weapon at you, it doesn't matter what the weapon is. A taser is a legitimately a weapon that can cause...
Or a baseball bat or anything, even a rake, a farmer implement, right?
Right, precisely. The operative term is danger, cause severe bodily damage, injury, or death.
Right.
And the taser can cause either one.
Right.
The officer... Yeah, it's an unfortunate incident. I've seen the full video. The subject appeared to be calm and non-combative until the moment the handcuffs went on. And this put the officers at ease, thinking, well, here's a citizen that we're going to arrest, and he's calmly going to go with us. And he gave every appearance that that's what he was going to do. He wasn't raising his voice. He wasn't cursing. He wasn't being combative at all. And the officers were put wrongly in a calm state of mind when they should have been on high alert, obviously, but that was hindsight.
Right.
And in the meantime, Atlanta will burn. That will be the next thing. We're under a full communist revolution assault here. There's no two ways about it.
Let's look at the big picture here. What we have here... We need to go back to documents like 1973, the World Economic Forum, just last week with Mr. Schwab, 50 years ago, published this, the Fourth Revolution. They've been planning for many decades back since 100 years ago when the Nazis were there, worked with IBM Corporation with Hollerith cards. They've been trying to eventually interface with the human biology so they could track us. Now they have 5G and 6G. They launched the same month in February that this plague took off like a rocket around the world. We have them planning on chips. We have the Gates Foundation with their nano chips with nanolace with actually activating enzymes called luciferase. And he's announced this in multiple conferences, including this Event 201 in this hotel in New York. At the same time, they were launching the vaccine program in China with this weaponized supervirus because they're actually launching a biological war on us. The vaccine actually created the plague. It's not a wet lab. It's not just a leak from a lab. The vaccine actually created the exosomes that were exuded by people from the Belt and Road nations. That's why Brazil, Italy, Iran, and BRI have a lot of people who are vaccinated in central Wuhan, are coming back to the nations having a massive explosion of deaths and cases. And now the virus is mutating like crazy, so the communist Chinese can't even control it. This is all designed by globalists that wanted to reduce the world population, and people like Bill Gates squirms when they interview him because he wants deadly to make sure that 14 of 17 points in their World Economic Forum plans involve vaccinations, toxic vaccines, to reduce fertility, reduce biological ability to have a healthy long life, and reduce their blood-brain barrier to cause, you know, part of the reason why we have a crazy young people is their brains have been damaged with excessive vaccines, toxic GMO food and pesticides, and toxic school and university, and toxic religion. It's all coming together now, and the globalists have been the grand masters, like the orchestra master of this disaster, striking America in the middle of the COVID-19. It's all by design. This is not the first.
It is. And, Doctor, yeah. It sounds like we got a break coming up.
We've got a break for a few minutes.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation, and plaque, and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 2 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
We'll be right back.
And coming back with John Moore, I got a picture of the craziness going on with Trump there in New World Order, and talks about all the craziness going on there. I want to go back to your website here in a second here. John, we need to talk solutions here. Number one, I don't want to see the protection the police have when they go into workplace to be sued. I want to see more support and more non-lethal technology for police to make them more safe, so they feel safer when they interact with drug addicts and maniacs and people with lethal weapons. I want a drone force. I want more non-lethal technology. But I don't want them to have better body armor. For example, we even sent our troops over. Most people aren't aware of this, but I've been taking care of them for decades. We sent our troops over to the battlefields with level 1 body armor. It'll stop a 22, but not a high-caliber weapon from an enemy. Everybody should be sent over with level 3 body armor, and our tanks and our armored personnel carriers and our Humvees should be protected against IED so it doesn't blow someone's legs off, which, by the way, we haven't taken the effort to put depleted uranium plates in the bottom of these Humvees so it won't blow someone's legs off when they're flying over a debris thing, say, in Afghanistan. It's just sloppiness. It's the same thing as the EMTs not arriving immediately with naloxone, having the police with naloxone. So if someone like this guy is acting adversely, you have to assume right away he's under the influence of drugs, including fentanyl and other toxic opioids. People need to understand that. They don't grasp that this is a complex problem. You're throwing an officer into a situation where he has to use this high-speed thought process you mentioned, you know. And then we want to have kind of machinate over it and think that we're going to get a win medal and somehow we're going to fix it by either defunding the police or make the police available to be sued. And then the police are going to say, look, I put my hands up. I like to be a police officer. I'm former military. I can't do this anymore. I can't deal with the stress of going bankrupt or going to prison doing my job. And what I see happening is citizens like me that are armed with basically non-lethal and lethal technology. And I don't want to do it, but I know how to make a lot more lethal weapons than any human race has ever seen. Okay? And if someone comes to my home to try to force vaccinate me, as they say, I'd rather die in the hail of bullets than the hail of vaccines, they're going to get a hell of a shock. So the problem is, you see, we know the police have enough common sense. That's why the sheriff's officer are on side. And even a lot of Democrats are starting to realize you can't push to defund the police. If you want to reform, give them more equipment. Give them more social work, other people to go with them. But do you think you're going to have a social worker go to a place where a guy's obscenely out of his mind on drugs and using violent weapons? What are you going to do? How many social workers are you going to send in there to die to deal with crazy situations without cops there with them? This is not rational, is it?
Well, quite frankly, Doctor, a lot of what police officers do is social work. They have a badge and a gun. But their training, their
social workers.
Is, you know, when they go into a home and there's a situation of a husband and a wife, of course that's social work on one hand. On the other, if they're not armed and prepared to use the deadly force to defend themselves, they could end up being dead because most police officers would rather respond to an act of bank robbery than they would a domestic fight, because they're incredibly dangerous.
I know I've taken care of police for decades. The police officers are more likely to die in a domestic battle than they are in a bank, because a bank robbery, you can identify who the criminals are. In a home, if someone has a gun or whips out a weapon, you don't know who's going to actually decide to go haywire and start shooting at you. Well, and you have to understand, it's actually more dangerous for right?
In addition, bank robberies are extremely rare compared to domestic situations. It's extremely rare. I agree with your solutions, Dr. One. And on the other, those things take time. The training, the equipment, and so forth, these aren't going to take place in weeks or even months. If they started today, which they
let me give you a couple. Let me tell you a few things that could work. Let me tell you a few things that will work immediately. Number one, we can deploy drones. It just, you know, even if we have a drone person with it, each of us four task forces to send out. Number two, we can give them what's called a TCP or multi-shot guns. In fact, on my website, Brighteon, I show how to take a striker paintball gun and weaponize it so it doesn't kill someone, but you can make that multi-shot automatic shooting paintball gun able to basically take away someone's vision for days, okay? So, no, this can be done immediately. You can get go to pepperball.com and buy a pepperball gun. I have four of them. And they can have a holster. You can have them on your own body. They won't kill anybody, but they go 150 feet. Extremely accurate. You have test rounds you can shoot to make sure you know when you're hitting your target. When you get one of these things, they're going to go into basically respiratory convulsions and have no sight for several days. They're not doing anything. You just zip tie them after you hit them. And nobody's going to fight. Nobody's going to die. What we need is to realize is if we just decide to have, a GoFundMe thing and say, we're going to give every police officer in the country non-lethal technology, like pepperball guns or take a striker and weaponize it, and give them all drones. Give every police officer and group a drone so they can monitor what's going on the perimeter, because their biggest danger is not knowing what's going on around them. If they go into an inner city, they got no freaking idea who's around the corner or a building or a car. But if you had somebody operating a drone, they can do that, right?
Right.
Those are things that can be done right away. Those are simple. Now, yeah, the other ones are going to take years or months. But the problem is we got to start doing something to protect the police, because we don't want them to either quit because they can't do it, or be sued out of business, or if the demon rats get in control in some states or cities, what's going to happen? A lot of the regular citizens and businesses are going to leave, just like the truckers. 83% of truckers said they will not deliver to a city that defunds the police.
Right.
That means those cities are going to collapse. Okay,
that's
so
smart.
Yeah, they're just smart. I mean, these are normal truckers, tough guys, right?
Truckers I know are pretty tough guys. It's a hard way to make a living, but they know that they come up to an electric light in a city that has no police. They're going to be a target on the face of it. Of course they will. So why go there? Why go there? It's a no-win situation.
Right. So I don't understand the short-sightedness of these suicidal demon rats and rhino Republicans. But I can tell you where the election is, and in fact, I think it was one of the Fox News broadcasters is British on Sunday afternoon. He said the election is going to be fought over Democrats trying to defund the police and Republicans trying to reform and supply better supply equipment and technology to the police so that a better interaction. We remove drugs from our inner city. We re-set up the family inside the city and get dads in there. We literally support them with things like I mentioned right off the bat with drones and pepperball guns. You can go to pepperball.com and order it yourself. It's really not expensive. You can weaponize a striker paintball gun yourself, easy in any state. Three states, by the way, you can own a TCP gun, which I have, in California, Massachusetts, and New York, because the criminals only act really bad in places where you're basically de-weaponized them, like this town in Illinois.
Sorry.
And when you remove all the guns from the citizenry, that's when Antifa and the people go nuts. When they know that people won't shoot back, when they know the population is armed to the teeth and not going to tolerate it, grandma's got her shotgun on her front doorstep on her lap. Not going to happen, people. Not going to happen. Back in a moment. This is the guy.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says on Tuesday he's signing an executive order dealing with police reforms.
We're going to have some solutions, I think some good solutions, and some of it, as you know, it's about great people. We need great people in our police departments, and we have mostly great people. I would say that. I would say that with certainty. We have mostly great people, and there's so many of them, law enforcement. But we will do better, even better. and we're going to try and do it fast. So we're going to have a meeting tomorrow. We're going to have a news conference tomorrow. We have a lot of law enforcement coming in and others.
The Supreme Court saying they will stay out of cases involving immunity for police officers, at least for now. That word came from the highest court on Monday. A longstanding legal doctrine makes it difficult to sue police for police misconduct. The Dow on Monday gained 157 points. USA Radio News. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow is throwing cold water on the idea of shutting down the economy again.
The president is absolutely disinclined to shut down the economy, as is the vice president.
Kudlow telling Fox News we could suffer even more if the economy was. Kudlow telling Fox News we could suffer even more if the economy is shut down.
I think shutting down the economy could be worse for our health than not shutting it down.
Lawmakers are taking a closer look at the impacts of the coronavirus on public school budgets. During a Democratic-led House hearing, North Carolina Republican Virginia Fox is warning against blindly throwing tax dollars at the problem.
Democrats pushing those same taxpayers to dole out more of their hard-earned money at a time when many Americans are being forced to tighten their belts.
Fox also during that hearing saying that the public education system does need sweeping, meaningful reforms. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home.
Ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
You know, I find most people kind of not brave enough to actually raise questions and issues. I'm a medical legal expert in every specialty, including not only medicine, but toxicology with the Pentagon, the Olympic Committee. I've worked in every area of medicine. I've done basically internal medicine, family medicine, intensive care, ICU, surgery, orthopedics, plastics, general surgery, etc. And I can tell you, working with cops and military priests, they try to do the best they can. Like you said, they have to think really fast in really bad situations. It takes a special kind of person to be their number one in the battlefield or the battlefield of being a police officer. But it basically means you're not only like a social worker with a gun or a taser or other technology, but the situation is getting more violent. We have sicker young people that are more mentally ill, more toxicologically affected by vaccines and toxic education, and a toxic culture that thinks that basically any kind of behavior is okay. We have, you know, basically the demon rats and rhino Republicans that are literally encouraging chaos by surrendering cities like inner city Seattle to them and trying to see if they could reproduce the same thing in other cities across America. I can tell you right now, these cities would collapse. Any businesses in these cities would immediately leave because they couldn't get delivery with truckers. The truckers say, the hell with this, I'm not doing it. It would literally, you know, literally like rot out the center of our main big cities. And we're already seeing a lot of people leaving places like New York, where the New York mayor and the New York governors, the way they operate the city is so disgusting, even though people like to live there before COVID-19. But the thing is, like Seattle and these leftist democratic cities, they're literally hollowing out their city by behavior that's completely not decent. And it's not trying to improve race relations or protection of the public or the police or property. They could give a damn. They want chaos, destruction, death, and they want enough destruction that they can eventually decide to force vaccine us, chip us, have many of us die from the vaccines, or if we don't agree, they've even talked in the state of Colorado to have us go to re-education camps. So they're trying to pass legislation so if a parent won't vaccinate their kid, They're going to seize the parents and bring them to re-education. Now, how can this dialogue happen in a constitutional republic where you have autonomy and control of your body? I'm going to tell you, if they try to pull that crap off on me, they're not going to have a bad day. They're going to die. Now, people say, you can't threaten like that. Yeah, I can. If they're threatening to kill me or harm my health so it's ruined permanently or I die from the result of it, of course I can. I don't want to do violence against anybody. I'm not a racist, but I do not want anybody. I don't care what their skin color is. If it's, you know, a Terminator robot or a drone comes to my door down 10 years from now, I do not want to submit to evil. I'm not passive. I'm going to call it what it is, and I'm going to call it out, and I'm going to come up with it against with a level of violence they can't even anticipate. Whether it's non-lethal, like my little TCP guns or my other things like weaponizing, you know, strikers, or my lethal weapons like, you know, shotgun shells with incendiary bombs that'll blow you up, or more advanced stuff you've never seen before. And I want people to understand the public are buying guns like crazy. Now, I don't want to see that. Most people, unfortunately, don't even know how to operate a gun properly. 80% of the new gun buyers in the last 6 months, since COVID virus, don't have any freaking idea to operate a gun, so they're going to hurt themselves, they're going to lay it around improperly, their kid's going to blow their foot off or something. And we have a public that are going to go to lethal weapons, and they don't even know how to operate them, without getting non-lethal weapons or perimeter control or anything. And the public are not prepped up to deal with food shortages caused by this. They're not prepped up for financial collapse, which could happen. I heard within 2 to 3 weeks, the post office may go bankrupt. That within a month, by July, although they keep on pumping up the stock market, that what's going on now is we very well might have a stock market collapse because the banks and the mortgages aren't being paid, and the credit card companies. So people don't get it. This is by design. It's not by chance this all happened. It's part of a swirling storm of disaster. In fact, I have the picture up right now, draining the swamp. The swamp masters are these globalists. And Trump's done a pretty poor job of getting rid of them. He's got a few of the people that are on their way to getting rid of. We're only months away from the election now. What, about 5 months? We have to understand. Yeah, go ahead. Your comments.
The Chinese intelligence services are behind this. They're coordinating it. They're right. Working with the Soros people. It's an international communist conspiracy is what's right. Going on.
Right.
Seemingly unconnected matters are actually connected and part of the plan. What's going on with the economy? What's going on with the civil disorder? What's going on with the COVID-19? Something fascinating I did today, a suggestion of a Facebook posting. I put the following in any search engine, the digits 322 and the word COVID, and you find dozens and dozens of articles where the number 322 pops up in relation to fatalities of COVID, people being infected with COVID over and over and over again, all over the planet, by the way. There apparently is some kind of Masonic connection to the...
That's the number. That's the number of Skull and Bones. You know that, right?
Right, exactly. And so it's a fascinating little exercise. It takes about 3 to 5 minutes
right.
to see that and observe it. It's very amazing.
Right, and people have to understand this numerology is part of Luciferic numerology. And they follow this rule in the numerological and demonic hordes, and they actually, in a sense, have to tell you in advance what you're going to do. And if you don't believe them, you're a willing victim of it. That's part of their weird religion, right?
It is.
And people think it's a conspiracy theory, and I'm thinking, no. You can see repeated things down through history as the same process has been done for thousands of years. It's nothing new. It's the same old story repeated in different like venues around the world over history.
That's right. That's right. Well, Doctor, let's get into some suggestions for our listeners. First of all, make sure that your sheriff running in your county supports and defends the Constitution. That's not optional. Make sure that you and all your conservative friends are registered to vote. We got a lot to overcome. The vote fraud will be rampant. It will be absolutely rampant this coming November.
Yeah.
And we need an overwhelming amount of conservatives to overcome the rampant vote fraud.
Well, they're suing in North Carolina. They're suing North Carolina for clearing their voter rolls. Their voter rolls are crazy. They have people that are dead that are voting. They have people that are voting in multiple states or multiple times are voting.
Right.
This is not good. This is really bad, isn't it?
It's horrible. And, of course, the whole object is to steal the election. And
right.
the people that want to defeat Donald Trump. They will do whatever it takes.
It won't be Biden, by the way. He'll just be right. He'll be there for 4 months and then their replacement. It won't even be in the vice president, this crazy female, whether it's Elizabeth Warren or some other of his, I call Lilith, swamp monsters. There'll be the people behind this thing pulling all the strings. These are just the cutouts that they put there to make us think we're electing somebody. Right?
Right, exactly. Very dangerous times here, Doctor. Very dangerous. And we need overwhelming votes from conservatives to reelect the president. They can just vote fraud up to a point. Past that point, it becomes obvious. So they'll do it as far as they can. And don't take anything for granted. They're already doing these make-believe polls to make it look like the president can't possibly win. That's to discourage the conservatives from going to the polls in the first place.
Yeah, this is the same garbage they did with Hillary Clinton. It's the same thing. Hillary Clinton's such a disgusting person. I met her personally back in 2000. When they had all these polls that there's no way Trump could win, you know the entire thing was completely a farce.
Right.
The same way with Biden. Like, what does Biden offer? And even he's changed his tune so many times in the last 40 years. The man is inconsistent. He makes statements that show he's actually confused. He belongs in a senior home. And think he can operate as one of the CEO of the largest corporation in the world called the United States of America? Are you kidding me?
Hardly,
man. Hardly. This guy needs to be getting his bananas and his oatmeal in a senior home, in his rocking chair, getting some sunlight. He does not belong in the White House.
No. He's whatever acumen he had at the past is long gone. He has no business being
I call him the sock puppet Democratic candidate. So Satan and some demon rat, like, you know, maybe Soros and Soros' son has his arm up his rectum into his cortex. And that's what they want. They don't want a man as rational and even common sense. They want an obedient sock puppet president.
That's right. That's about all he's
You're not electing Biden, by the way, people. If you want a Democrat, no. You're electing a sock puppet for the Satanists and the globalists that run our country and want to run it into the ground so we can be turned to a territory of the New World Order. No more America, people. No more rights. No more good economy. Bye-bye. Hello, devastation and death. Thank you, Pamela.
The virus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Online.
Coming back with John Moore. A couple of announcements. Number one, a couple of things, new things. We have our decision tree available here today. It's going to be expanding. It's all free over on NutriMedical. We also have our decision tree with the curiosity quotient and the brain exercises over free at Clay and Iron. That'll be launching in the next few days and weeks. Couple other new things. My patented video is available. It's only $10 to go over to Brighty and watch it. That'll help support us in our patent. My patent is proceeding with my attorneys in Virginia for the COVID virus. And by the way, the same technology can be used to turn off the immune system for humans or any animal for any pathogen, to turn off autoimmune disease, to seek and destroy any cancer, and even to turn off the epigenetic gene changes causing aging. So this is going to be very, very powerful. Now, when I do gain the ability to get a biotech company, we have a lab already. I need to go back to them after I get the patent moving in Vegas to the animal studies. We'll do it on animals that are not just mice, but in, you know, animals that can be comparable to humans. This can be confirmed very soon. All the vaccines are failing. Moderna, AstraZeneca, and so on. All of them involve not vaccines, but they call it a vaccine, but it's actually genetically changing the host so they generate the antigen. And what they've done in the past with SARS-1, they did this with an RNA vaccine and it caused problems. Now, what you have to understand is they want a secondary wave. It's actually starting to wane. If people just wore regular masks and took our basic nutrients, let's say vitamin D, zinc, things like our NADH and cell detox glutathione, and say Nutridyne, Power C Plus crystals and Kirkland Gold powder just as a drink a couple times a day, they could get out there in a community. You wouldn't even need to wear a mask. You only wear a mask if you think you're infected and you don't want to affect a senior or a person who could get sick. So we build up herd immunity in a matter of days and weeks just getting sunlight and fresh air. This is all BS. It's all designed specifically because people have terrible nutrition and they're not building up immune defenses, or we call herd immunity, because they don't have good food. They get demineralized food, sprayed with pesticides. They have 5G and 6G toxic electropollution damaging their epigenetic control of their genes. And they wonder why our population is getting sicker when we vaccinate children to destroy their blood-brain barrier with like 18 vaccines that raise the level of aluminum and mercury in their body to levels that are mind-bogglingly destroying their blood-brain barrier. So everything is laid out. We have all the experts we've talked about on the show. I have a solution. If you can want to support, it's only $10 to watch the video. It's over in Brighteon. We're going to soon also have our own server on NutriMedical over at Deagle-Network. Our NutriMeds are the best. Don't go elsewhere and get garbage elsewhere. You get free advice. 98% of my consults are totally free. You just have to contact me with a few sentences or a paragraph. I'll tell you what to take. I'll even give you some advice.
But as soon as it moves to where I have to look at lab results or tests or other things, it needs a consult. It's really not that difficult, and I'm not a timekeeper. Like when you buy your hour of time, I'm not going to say if it takes 3 hours, like, oh, you're going to buy how much more units. I'm kind. I want people to understand the healthcare system is sick. Our political system is sick. Our legal system lets us to be involved with pro-sig litigant actions. And our police need support. They do not need to be defunded or sued out of existence or so frightened to do the job, they'll either die or get sued out of existence. And anything they did have in their miserable existence gets taken away from them. Now, I don't want to see this happen to America or any other nation. But you know, the globalists don't give a crap. They want to kill a lot of us, chip us. Eventually, they want to interface with our brain, just like this mini-series called The Feed, where they can interface with people like Dr. Lieber with his lithium nanolase injection into the brain so they can interface with your cortex and 5 and 6G network. If you think it's a theory and I'm a conspiracy theorist, you need to realize, people, I've been talking about this for 21 years, including Prophecy Club, and now I'm no longer Dr. Lickspittle or Dr. Danger Deagle. You either damn well listen to me now and my co-host like John Moore, or you're going to suffer, and then you'll die miserably. Because this is coming to its fruition now, isn't it, John?
It is, Doctor. Time is short. We don't have any time.
No.
People need to make whatever preparations they can immediately. Procrastination can and will get you killed. So don't procrastinate.
Right.
Get your spiritual house in order. Get your food. Get your water. Get out of the cities. That's not optional. You need to be out of these cities.
Nobody should be in any of these big cities.
Democratic controlled cities will become death traps and possibly Republican controlled at some point in the future.
Yeah, see, I think that right now the Trump is probably going to get in. We're going to get a period of grace like it says in the Bible. But I'm not saying that after Trump that he's going to get back in or a Trump-like person will get in. I believe that there's going to be a period of time. But, you know, we're not going to defeat the New World Order. I've really got this in my heart. We are going to separate ourselves from the New World Order. We're going to withdraw from big box phony churches and political systems like the demon rats and universities and educational thing that's lying to us. The liocracy, I call them. We're going to become his bride by cleansing ourselves in the Bible and truth and taking care of each other. We're going to start growing our own food and get ready to barter and do other things like carrot bars to have gold. That, you know, units you can do in an encrypted system of communication like protonmail.com. Well, I knew, by the way, protonmail will be mana truth, M-A-N-N-A-H, truth at protonmail.com. So you'll be able to email me something secure that's fully encrypted that the damn government or NSA can't get at. Everything I do, everything you do is part of what's called Project Pogo and Project Zephyr. Project Pogo identifies that you listen to this show or any other show or YouTube. Project Zephyr is to grab your butt at some point down in the future, put you in civil detention, chip you, track you, or execute you in a civil detention camp. If you think I'm making this up, you're going to suffer for it. This is no longer a theory. It's not a conspiracy theory. This is an ugly reality. And if you don't want to believe that this level of evil is possible, just like the people before the Russian Revolution and the Communist Revolution in China, and the deaths caused by tyranny through the ages, right back from, you know, Nimrod and the ancient Babylon, this is coming upon us, people. And you, who are not waking up, are not becoming aware of this, are going to suffer, and then you're going to die. So I'm sorry about that, but this is what the reality is. And you can avoid that. Get out of the big city, start prepping up, listen to all the prepping things like go to John's site, go to my site, get some legacy foods, get yourself some pepper ball guns, get lethal weapons if you need be, have perimeter control, get a group of people I call a leaf, a local eternal anointed fellowship, a leaf. The leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. It's not big groups or corporate things. It's your local people who are going to save your butt because they're going to be able to have what's called a watch to take care of that you and your homes are protected. They're going to share food. Even maybe have some chickens and some veggies and stuff. They're going to be able to learn how to harvest things from nature to kind of save your butt. They're going to be able to get you through the first 2 months is the hardest part. Once we get beyond that, the 90% of the people are going to die because of a collapse in the economy are going to die of starvation, diarrhea, violence, and cannibalism in the first 60 days. If you can get beyond that, even if it may not be wonderful and be like, you know, the Middle Ages, you're going to survive. But if you're not prepped for that 60 days, man, it's going to get awfully nasty, isn't it?
It'll be ugly. It'll be very ugly.
Yeah. And if you're in a big city, God help you, right?
These cities will become death traps.
Right.
Initially, the Democrat-controlled cities And eventually, all cities will become death traps. And these are not spontaneous protests from people who are emotional. These are protests put together by men and women who are trained, equipped, and paid for by George Soros and the communists. That's
exactly. And indwelled by transdimensional entities, or in other words, they're possessed.
Well, I don't know about that, Doctor. It's not my expertise, but they're dangerous.
Well, there's multiple levels of the evil. On the spiritual level, it says in Thessalonians, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. It's not just greedy, evil, or twisted people that are drug addicts or maniacs. We're dealing with a spiritual evil here that transcends the human race. Absolutely. So they're reading the Bible, and we have to understand, and we don't realize this is coming upon us, and God's getting ready. He's getting ready to come back and marry his bride, which has saved humanity. And before that, birth pangs and the mess we're going to go through, it's going to get ugly. The sheep and the goats are going to get separated. Are you one of God's sheep or are you a goat? God's going to find out shortly, isn't he?
Absolutely, Doctor. That's what's coming. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's going to be an amazing time, isn't it? So, John, final comments that you want to make to people about this situation now.
Get your spiritual house in order. Get your first aid training. Get your ham radio license. Get the food, water, and equipment you need to survive. And it needs to be done yesterday. Your time is basically gone.
Right, get long-range to walkie-talkies, get ham radio operating, get your friends, get ready to do perimeter control, whether it's a wire or night cameras on your home or whatever. Talk to your neighbors, start kind of prepping up with a greenhouse like we have and food, you know, fruit and nut trees and other things. Get yourself ready for what's coming because it's going to get ugly. And ugly's not just coming, it's here now, isn't it? Ugly's here.
It's here, it's in our face right now.
Yeah.
It's in our face right now.
And they actually are bold about it. I mean, look at this mayor in Seattle. She's actually, you know, she's got her face all puckered up saying, you know, how it's a rational thing to do to give over the city to terrorists and this guy's a rapper with AK-47s. Are you kidding me? When I was first in practice, I would grab that woman and I put her in very gently, but I put her in a posy jacket and take her off to a psych facility and put a shot of antipsychotic in her right butt cheek to make sure she couldn't harm herself or anyone else in a padded room.
There you go.
It's unfortunate, Doctor, but that's what we're dealing with now.
It is. Doctor, thanks for having me. We'll look forward to being back next Monday.
Yeah, again, go to LibertyMan.com. Support what he's doing. Listen to his show over at Republic Radio. The LibertyMan.com is on every week here on Mondays. Back tomorrow, another amazing show. You don't want to miss it. John, we're going to have on our special guests on Josh Bernstein and John W. Spring tomorrow as well.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. All of your delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com.
For the defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.